or HKX Mobile.
Good afternoon, sir. I didn't get your call. This is K8 Whiskey, Whiskey November in Charlotte, North Carolina, via Echolink.
My call was KO4HKX. This is Patrick on this end.
KO4HKX, got that? I've actually been looking for KO4RHF, Mike, who is a good friend of mine out in Hendersonville, and I thought I might catch him this afternoon. Name here is Dick, Delta India Canada Kilowatt, again, Charlotte, North Carolina, via Echolink. Go ahead.
Well, it's nice to meet you, and I didn't catch the last name. I think you said Vic, but I was not sure.
Delta India Canada Kilowatt. Go ahead.
Okay, gotcha. I'm pretty sure I heard him on here earlier today, but I'm not 100% sure.
No problem. I was going to be coming out his way towards Hendersonville and Brevard towards the end of the week and trying to establish good communications approaches as I head in that direction. I didn't catch your name, sir. Go ahead.
My name was Patrick, and I live in Brevard.
Very good. Well, we're going to we're coming out there for a family function. We're going to be at a B&B. I only have an address for it. I don't have a bunch of details on it. I haven't been to Brevard. I know it's quaint and has some interesting things to see. So my friend Mike and I are looking for a place to have a bite to eat late Friday afternoon, and I'm sure we'll find it, Patrick. Go ahead.
Go Mobile. Hey, Rusty. Nick, you should have no problem finding a place to eat there in Brevard. There's several places, so shouldn't be a problem.
That's the case. These small towns have a lot of interesting things to offer, not the least of which is hometown cooking and folks that take a lot of pride in what they do, so we're looking forward to that. So that's again Friday, and I will probably be monitoring this repeater because it's good for Mike, and it's easy for me, too, if I want to just go on Echolink. If I need to do that and cheat, I can do that as well. All right, Patrick, you have a blessed evening. KWWN clear.
Talk to you this afternoon, and if I hear him on here, I will let him know you were asking about him. Go ahead, Rusty. 7-3.
Another station. I didn't catch the name, but good afternoon to you. Yeah, Brevard's a good area to go up in. I've been up there several times. And Patrick, where are you? Are you on your way home, or are you still out and about today?
I am heading home now. I'm on Whitehorse Road here where 253 crosses at the moment.
Primarily because where I am, I've got a little dead spot over here on my road that I go out on. Anyway, and I'm headed out. Got to go help load up risers here at about 4:30. And we're headed over to Furman, in the Furman area, to the Woodlands Retirement Center to do a performance over there tonight.
But my location is Whitehorse and 253 where they cross.
Know exactly where you are. Yep. And you hit all that white horse where it becomes 25 and just keep going, huh?
That's the way I'm heading right now.
Yeah, I'll be over there on that road in a little while, in about an hour. Because we've got to load up our equipment. The guy with the pickup truck's not coming until 4:30. We'll load up risers. And then we'll head over that way. Of course, I'll be on the upper end of it. I come around the back way and come off of 29 and go off of that way and come around where the old Shriners Hospital used to be and come around that way and up over and hit 25 going up. So, and we're not on it very long going up there because we get off just beyond where Furman University exit is.
Over there to do a singing tonight? Is that your barbershop quartet or the church you're with?
Barbershop chorus plus two of our quartets will be performing tonight, so we're going to have a good, we're going to put on a little over an hour show for them, and, got to get all of our equipment over there first. That's always one of the first things to do, and oh boy, over here on Highway 290, they are building one heck of a big building they're putting up over here, using those pre-stressed concrete sidewalls and lots of steel. But anyway, yeah, that's where we're headed, up to the place called the Woodlands at Furman. They're on the road just that goes between 25 and over over to the other side over there, on the other side of Furman.
Hey, Patrick K. Rusty, N4DJC.
Hey, hope you're doing okay. Yep, Rusty, I know right where you're talking about. I cut through there from time to time.
There you go, ahead.
And the rice box today, because it's awfully hot out there today. Just, Patrick, you'll be interested. I just had to have my battery replaced behind our cord. It had a little case of sticker shock. Well, I didn't realize batteries had gone up that much. Anyway, go ahead and pick it up. I'll be having a good trip on.
They've gone up quite a bit lately. Of course, everything has. And, truck's saying it's cooled down out here. It was reading 97 degrees earlier. Now it's reading 91.
Over here where I am, and of course I got the air running good in the car, and I've had it cool in the house all day, so, and I wasn't out messing around in this stuff. I know my health and this high heat, don't do it, so I stay inside where it's cool, read, work on the computer, play on the radio, you know, things like that, and today, but I did do reading and playing on the computer, so, and watching a TV show, watching a movie or two, so, hey, you know, that's life taking it easy. Go ahead, Jerry.
Say, it's inside and cool. I didn't want to have to get out. That's twice I've been out today. It was really hot this afternoon. It's that sign of place, but, anyway, they poured the concrete driveway next door to us today, and I could not imagine them pouring concrete as hot as it is, but it looks like it dried up pretty well. They wet it in anything. I guess they must have the mix set up for that kind of temperature, but it's awful hot to be pouring it. Go ahead, Patrick.
They poured it today. They had to add a little extra water in there, because if not, it'd be drying before they could get it finished.
I'd be willing to bet that they had it set up so that it would. They've got certain types of way. I've got a friend that used to work for one of the big concrete companies, and he told me they could set, you know, they can set up the concrete when they make the mix and load it in the trucks. They can set it up so it can be done as low as 30 degrees and pour concrete, and it'll set up properly, and as high as 110, and it'll probably. And it'll set up properly. So there's all kinds of things out there they can do with that these days. I'm going to stop on my way when I go by the Chick-fil-A up here and pick me up one of their peach milkshakes to drink on while I'm headed over where I'm going.
You're tasty. I don't eat much ice cream anymore. But, they ran two mixes. They won one mix for the pad in the carport, and then ran a different mix for the driveway itself. So they knew what they were doing, but I hadn't seen them pour concrete that had that and that kind of heat in the past. Go ahead, Patrick.
Down here, I guess you have to figure out a way to do it in the heat. If not, you ain't going to get much done.
Well, that's the same as doing asphalt in this hot weather. People say, well, hot weather's good for doing asphalt. No. Talk to the people that talk about it, and you get over 100 degrees, and asphalt does not set up properly like it's supposed to. And you'll find that they do things that, believe it or not, I actually watched them pouring a asphalt driveway at a house, and they actually hosed it down after they got different layers done. So, you know, they have to cool that down so it will set. But it is, you know, we'll deal with it. And awesome. Go ahead, Jerry. W2T Mobile.
Here to me, I just want to say hello to both you guys. Peter's been kind of quiet. I didn't know when the radio was working for a while. Patrick, Rush, you guys have a safe trip home, and Patrick, you be careful on your way. And I'll holler at you later on. Hope you had a good day today. N4DJC clear.
Thanks, Jerry. You have a good day and good to hear from you. And yes, I did have a pretty good day today. So, take care. KO4HKX.
Have a good afternoon and stay cool. And, I'm headed out. I'm not headed home. I've got, I've still got to get to Furman and do a performance and then get back home after, deliver all the stuff back to our site and get back home after it's all done. So, oh well, that's part of what making these performances does. And, oh, guy in front of me Chinese service deal, service thing for train commercial, and he's got a sign on the back of his truck that says, vehicle speed is monitored by GPS, speed limits maintained.
Corporations are doing that now, and they're putting dash cams in them, watching the drivers, so they know what's going on and what really happened. You can't get away with much anymore.
Tractor trailer rigs, they've gone to those computer logging systems, and it reads the weight, the mileage, the speed, I mean, the stops. Their computer logs are unbelievable, I've been told. I haven't seen one, but I was reading about them online somewhere, and they say that those things have got all kinds of stuff, that information that comes out in them. And I saw one of the older version trucks of the vans, like your company, like you have, and it had one of those signs on the back about calling a certain number if you have problems with my driving.
The only number mine has on it is mine, whenever I get around to putting it on there.
There you are, huh?
I've just been dragging my feet. Just one of those. Haven't got around to it yet.
I'll see if I can find you an extra round to it and send it to you.
The list keeps getting longer and longer because my wife's adding stuff to it.
That's a different thing. Your round to it list is that list of things you'd like to get done when you get around to it.
One and the same, because I want to keep her happy, so I want to get around to that stuff.
It's the way to do it. If the wife ain't happy, life ain't good, so, you know. Oh, yeah, I'm getting ready to pull in up here at Chick-fil-A, and I'm going to go through their drive-thru and pick me up a, well, let's see, am I going to go, yeah, I can get through their drive-thru, it's not backed up. Go through their drive-thru and pick me up a peach milkshake.
Pretty good, I've had one before.
We started serving them this summer, so they're just now reaching the point where they're serving them. So, anyway, let me go through this drive-thru lane here, and I'll be back in a minute or two. W2T.
KO4HKX.
7 fracking degrees, gray cord, according to my dashboard thermometer. If it gets any hotter, I don't know what I'm going to do. KD2VNG.
It's quite a bit hotter up here than where you're at, then, because it's still over 90 degrees. KO4HKX.
KQ2VNG, how you doing? Yeah, actually, what I've been doing today is I don't have central air. I have window units that barely work. So I've been periodically coming out to the car and sitting in the car with the air conditioning going. And the only place I really have good air conditioning, really, really, really good air conditioning. But, you know, don't want to waste too much fuel.
It might be cheaper to go buy a new window unit than to sit there and run the car for the AC.
The compressor actually runs off the high voltage battery, so the internal combustion engine cycles off and on. It's that hybrid drivetrain. But, so it's less fuel than if the engine was continuously running. Well, yeah, you can hear it running right now. But yeah, I can't really spare the fuel anymore. What's fuel prices up to? $4.50 or more, maybe closer to $5.
The fuel station I seen, it was $4.69.
About right. Last time I filled up, it was over $20 for maybe about 5 gallons. So, yeah, that's... All right, so this area is still maybe lower than normal.
In Greenwood, that area?
This was, where did I find cheap gas prices? It was either the quick trip near exit 26 on 385, or the one in Malden, or there's only a few, you know, gasoline filling stations I generally go to. Cheapest might have been on the way to Clinton. Highway 14. There might have been $4.10 or $4.20. Now that was a few weeks ago.
It went up quite a bit, so don't be prepared for sticker shock when you go again.
Worthwhile, you know, some years ago when this started happening, you heard about people hoarding gas. You know, get as many gas cans as you can fill up, and if you have a larger tank to put it in, you know, so much the better. And that was at prices lower than what it is now.
It's got all that ethanol in it. It won't last long. You're going to have to put some kind of stabilizer in it, that's for sure.
See, ethanol raises the vapor pressure. Yeah, the gasoline stabilizers, I used to have those. Because I used to have motorboats. You know, when you've got a boat that you store for, you know, part of the year. Or actually, even if you have a car that doesn't go anywhere, you put some stabilizer in the fuel tank. I mean, I can get that. It's fairly cheap. It's only like a pint or two per 10 gallons or something. It doesn't take much.
But I haven't bought any in a while, so I don't know how cheap it is anymore.
It's well to have if you're going to store gasoline for some period of time, or you have a car that's going to sit there for some period of time. A car or a boat. It's usually more of a problem with boats, because boats don't get used for periods of, you know, several months. Stable, S-T-A-B-I-L, I think is one of them, and no doubt there's three or four others. I forget what's in them, but it's maybe 8 ounces or 16 ounces added to maybe 10 gallons or more. So, you know, it's not a whole lot. And it prevents the formation, the breakdown of it, the formation of that varnish is what it does. I'm not sure how. I can easily find out what's in it.
Like that. But Glenn, I am getting close to my next stop, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s. You be safe out there, and I'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
882 BNG. Yeah, I'm going to go back inside. But nice talking to you. We'll talk to you later. I'll be clear.
Mike Helms, KO4RHF. Mike Helms, you listening, brother? KWWN in Charlotte.